Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about resignations. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, imagine this scenario. Your best teammate, employee knocks on your door and hands you their resignation letter. What is your first move? Well, my first move would probably be to take the resignation and just ask my employee, or like in this case it's probably one of my teammates or whoever, because I don't have any employees, but I have people who I manage, and I just ask them and talk to them, honest conversation, what sort of figuring out what brought it about, see their mental state, is everything okay, and I'm sad to see them go, etc., etc. And if I've, you know, after having a conversation, I hopefully have learned some things, because if it's something that is problematic with the workplace, I want to know about it. If it's something that's problematic with one of the other things, I want to know about it. You know, everything from bad coworkers, or as I was saying, the work environment or salaries or whatever. I just want to know sort of what's not working. And then basically I just thank them for their time, and then I wish them help in the future, and if they need accommodation or a reference or something like that, I'm very happy to give them that if they need it. And I suspect that I usually try to think about these things. Luckily for me, I've only had to have one or two of these so far in my career, and it's usually gone the same way. And the reason why I'm usually very calm about this is because I don't really mind so much if I have my best employee or I have my worst employee, because I am confident in that the way that I have structured the onboarding of new team members, the work practices of within my teams, and the delivery cycles and the practices and so forth are so waterproof that the only thing that happens when the best developer leaves is that I need to find somebody else, which gives a slight delay to things. So I mean, that's the thing, that's the immediate problem to check, do I have any short deadlines right now that might be impacted by this. But as soon as I get a second, someone else, whoever it is, it doesn't have to be someone who is at the same level, it just has to be someone who can fulfill the criteria of what I need, I'm not even worried. Because this is something that I have spent a lot of effort mastering or figuring out, and I will go as far as to say that based on how the feedback I've had on my approaches to doing this, it's pretty gosh darn high up there in terms of effectiveness. I'm not even sure if I'm ever going to get that thing, but I was apparently given an award based on my performance in this area, which was very fun. If I ever got it, it's just my boss told me that, yeah, you're going to get this award. I'm like, yeah, okay, that seems really fun. Still haven't gotten it, so maybe they went with someone else. But the basic structure is what I've told you guys before, where I invest very heavily into doing what I call the inventory. Inventory is figuring out what is the sphere of all the responsibilities I have within this environment. And if I'm the manager or the tech lead or something like that, that basically means everything that has to do with code, everything that has to do with our monitoring system, third-party systems, everything we depend on to ship and maintain the software that we are responsible for, everything, and I do mean everything, I need to know about. And then whilst I'm doing the inventory, I make sure that I write down all the links where everything is, I make sure that I know where all the accesses are, what accounts we have. I do the full inventory, literally like someone who's working in a retailing business, or you're doing inventory in a storage facility or whatever, right? You're just going through and writing everything down. And once you have, you create onboarding guides and regular to-do lists for how to do everything from setting up, you know, new environments to allowing access to accounts, how you do pull requests, etc., etc. You create a set of documentation that is basically evergreen, or they're almost evergreen, because they should be up to date based on, as I also have monthly reviews with my teams, where each month one person gets to be in charge of going through all of the documentation and updating it and making sure that it's still relevant and so forth. And then we have a little list where you sign your name at the end, when you last did the review of this file, which holds the documentation, and who did it. It's very similar to if you go to any of the fast food industries. Well, I don't know if it's only McDonald's, but I think that the others are doing it as well. You go then, you check when was the last time this bathroom was cleaned, and there's like the employee's name and the date or the time, which I do exactly the same thing. It's a genius solution to making sure that something that is not going to happen organically happens at a certain time interval. And once that is done, the rest is really down to having a support rotation where we allocate an individual for the teams where the support errands and doing these common tasks that we have rotates on a weekly basis. We basically have an on-call person. I mean, within working hours, it's not like a on-call thing that we would refer to as within ops. It's more that if the junior, for example, comes in, well, if it's his week or her week, then that person is responsible for taking bug requests and like reports, everything that you can possibly imagine that could happen. And they're not going to know anything about that. And that's fine, because we have a rule in every single one of my teams, which is that you support your coworker before you do your own work. And that basically means that if somebody knows, which they will, like there, because I mean, at the very least, I'm going to be there, and since I'm supposed to be the guy who knows most of this stuff, it's sort of my job to make sure that they can get that support, or at the very least, I should know who can give them that support. They will get support, and after a few rotations, they're going to be able to know how to do most of the stuff themselves without needing to ask for more help, because it's just repetition, right? And with these practices in place, it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter if we now, you know, include all of the other stuff. Like, I don't want to go through like everything from code reviews to CI pipelines to deployments, etc. Wow, there's tons of other stuff. But that is the base foundation of the setup. With that in place, it really doesn't matter if I have a person who has been working for 20 years, or if I have a person who has been working for a few months in the team. Because as long as they have the talent to produce the code and like with the in expectations for modern practices, it's irrelevant how long they've been in the team. That's how well I try to streamline the development process. I've even said so, my reference is usually that I call it that I try to create a fence around my teams, or like the people that I work with, where my job is basically just to figure out, okay, here are all the people that I work with, these are awesome people, but we need to create some boundaries so we all agree on, like, this is the area we're going to stay in, and we're going to follow these rules as a team, and as long as we follow these rules, we should output efficient, well-working, profitable software. That's what we're going to be able to do. And that should not be the responsibility of every sheep to keep track of. There should be a fence, which means that you shouldn't need to tell people that they need to be committed to do all of this extra bullshit that comes with some ineffective setups. If the fence is there and you have all the practices in place and everybody just follows the playbook, it should output in a very similar way to a factory, not like an actual factory, but it should churn out value and product and profitable work. And so far, I've never failed in this regard. Well, I have failed, but not when I've had the ability to actually do the things that I believe are necessary. So what I want you to take away from this is that if somebody wants to resign from my team, I usually just try to figure out what wasn't working and try to hear them out, and then I ask them to have fun in your future endeavors, because someone resigning is not really a problem if a company or a team is working effectively. That's only really a problem when you're dealing with a situation where the management is incompetent, where you're basically creating these gigantic dependency people, these people who are too important for their own good. And if you have a person like that, you should mitigate that immediately. And as I just said, these little tips that I gave you, that's like half the battle. If you just do that, most of the problems are going to go away immediately. And it doesn't really matter if the most veteran person of the entire company leaves and you have to hire somebody who's sort of new on the job, because it's not down to that entire person. Like, you've made the investment in knowledge sharing, and you've made the investment in shared responsibility of common repetitive tasks, etc., etc., and you have the documentation necessary to remember these sort of once a month, once a week, these sorts of everything from onboarding, what systems you need access to, etc., etc. And then you have a refreshment system that makes it basically organically makes sure that everybody in the team, or quote unquote the company, knows how to do the core stuff. And that is, to me, it's the best possible way for you to make sure that it doesn't really matter if you have someone who has learned, quote unquote, all the tricks of how to do something, or if you have someone who's just sort of been here for a month or two, because they're going to be able to be productive immediately. I have to this day not seen this fail even once, and as I've said, it's actually something that has been a source of, it's actually benefited my career. Just these simple things have actually stood out to my managers as, wow, this is really cool. More people should be doing this. So I give you this for free. I promise you, try it out. It's very effective. Have a great day.